I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan's been poised to fall into chaos, but over the last week, two warring generals lit the match and set it on fire. More than 400 people have been killed in clashes between the Sudanese army and the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group. As fighting rages in Khartoum and other areas, nations are scrambling to evacuate their citizens and personnel out of Sudan, including the U.S., the U.K., China, Japan, Russia, and more. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
the fact that the U.S. has pulled out all of their diplomatic personnel, the fact that other governments are doing the same thing, is a sign that they don't think this is going to be a short-term thing. They think it's going to stretch out. And that's very disappointing for the people of Sudan, who are really the ones who are suffering.
Pray for God's protection and provision in Sudan. Meanwhile, Ryan Coher, an American missionary pilot in Mozambique, has been released after 4 months in prison. Coher is a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship and was wrongfully detained in November with two South African men while preparing to transport orphanage supplies. He's been under investigation for supporting terrorism. David Holston, CEO of MAF, says Coher was finally let out of prison last month.
It was a provisional release. He doesn't have possession of his passport. He's not allowed to leave the country. The investigation process is still proceeding. So he's out, but it's not completely resolved.
Coher's back on MAF's Mozambique base with his family for now.
We have strategically and intentionally not said a lot about it because we didn't want to do anything that could compromise his being released.
Pray for full acquittal. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.